This is Roy Lilly. The warm, moist air was pulled off the ocean and sucked into the dry air from the plains. There are a few minutes of eerie tranquility as the air stabilized. All the creatures knew what was coming. Their instincts told them. The air was still. The birds stopped singing and hurried back to their nests, and you could feel the air changing. On the horizon, a roll of dark clouds appeared from nowhere, and in seconds, fat raindrops were making everyone run for cover. It was the calm before the storm, the mother of all storms. And that's about it for me. It's how I describe it, describe where we are now, the calm before the storm. The clouds rolling in, heralding the storm that, whenever it comes, the election will bring in its wake. There's an air of procrastination. We know what needs to be done. We know there needs to be an election, clear the air. We know, short of divine intervention, what the outcome will be. No one wants to speak or do or say. It's the calm before the storm. Everyone knows nothing will get better. There's an annihilation in Gaza that no one will speak of. There's a war in Ukraine we stopped talking about. The junior doctors are planning more strikes and there are no talks. NHS waiting is waiting to be fixed, but no one will speak of the damage to the people who are waiting. We don't have enough soldiers. We don't have enough teachers nor police officers. We do have more doctors and nurses, but the wreck that is the NHS, with its collapsing buildings, clapped out IT systems, the demand from sicker patients and lack of capacity, means it's no more productive, despite all the efforts. Parliament is mesmerised with Rwanda ping pong. There's nothing for members to do. The hours members of Parliament spend actually sitting are the lowest they've been for 25 years. Perhaps we'll see the smoking bill spark into life. With no governing to do, MPs become ungovernable, plotting against each other, factions, groups, whisperers, troublemakers. Liz Truss trashed the economy. She's a Tory. That will tag Rishi Sunak. Things might improve, but the damage was done. Inflation might fall, but the prices in the shops will still be higher than they were this time last year. Chalmers walks on eggshells. Can't make decisions about Diane Abbott, nor anything else that I can see. No financial plan, and silly boy streeting has antagonised the NHS. There's a calm, a lull. A cyclone, low pressure, around which the winds are circling, gathering energy for the menace that's to come. For the NHS, well, the reality is, expect trivial interventions from the Department of Health and NHS. England will fight a rearguard action over money, how it's used to bribe and bung to incentivise the outcomes a desperate government needs to see. Beware, NHS England's vice chair is a Tory donor. He's calling for a private solution to the woes of the NHS, and I linked to an article this morning. It would be naive to see him as anything but a Trojan horse. Or perhaps the missile thrush that sings on through gales and rain. The stormcock, as it's called. The NHS will be weaponised by Labour and lionised by the Conservative. What is there for managers to do? Well, clear priorities for the team, what needs to be done and how. Don't be distracted. Be nimble, flexible, ready for the swerves and twists a desperate government will use to try and assuage the public and from the opposition desperate to look tough. Be honest. There's likely to be bad news, gossip, threats, transparency about everything, no secrets. Turn the team into a community. Celebrate successes, however small. Support each other, however big the challenge. Learn from each other. Share the good stuff, the things that work. Be quick to dump what doesn't and stay grounded. This won't last forever. You are the professionals. You know what you're there for. And you will be there long after this lackluster lot of squabbled come and gone. Given a fair wind, after the storm, waiting numbers will come down. There are signs now that they are. The system is getting good at managing strikes. The public will still be supporting the NHS, and the NHS will still be there for them. No storm lasts forever. Let them make fools of themselves. Thanks for listening, and have the best week you can. I hope we'll speak again soon, but for now,